During the summer of 2009, in the series of public hearings on the anti-discrimination proposal that saw over 600 people testify before the Anchorage Assembly, the lack of current data was a fairly common refrain among those opposed to the ordinance. Individual testimony telling of such situations was dismissed by some of the public and a couple of assembly members as anecdotal rather than true evidence. The mayor was hardly alone in his veto statement, which struck down the ordinance that had passed by a 7-4 vote. Now, through the end of next month, Anchorage residents who feel they have suffered discrimination because of their lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender orientation are invited to share their experiences in a survey. Shelby Carpenter is the project manager of the Anchorage LGBT survey.
This is going to be the first survey of its kind in over 20 years, and it's also going to be the first survey ever to gather this information about transgender Alaskans. And we know that transgender people are particularly vulnerable to discrimination, harassment, and violence. It's really time for us to come together and find out what's going on in our community.
The survey is available online and in paper form. To access the survey, individuals need to contact Carpenter and receive a PIN number for website participation or to have a copy mailed to them.
We're taking all measures possible to make sure that our data is secure and our data is accurate. So it's always possible that someone might want to go in and skew the data one way or another. So the PIN number is to make sure that we only have one person per survey and that our data really accurately reflects what's happening.
Carpenter says the survey is divided into various information areas.
It does have specific questions. It has questions about bias and discrimination based on sexual orientation and also based on gender identity or gender presentation, and then also some basic demographic questions.
There's also a chance to expand on experiences beyond the specific questions. And if one has encountered no discrimination?
We're encouraging all members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community to complete the survey. So you don't have to necessarily have experienced discrimination or bias to take it. It also has space to talk about what we call discrimination avoidant behaviors. So like hiding your sexual orientation to avoid discrimination because you're worried that you might get fired or you might get kicked out of your apartment.
The survey represents the efforts of 5 organizations: Identity Incorporated, Alaskans Together for Equality, the Alaska AIDS Assistance Association, Equality Works, and the American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska. The survey is directed only to Anchorage residents who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgender. Carpenter says a statewide survey could take place later. One source for the online survey is at the ACLU of Alaska website, along with contact information for Shelby Carpenter. You can find direct links to that and other information by going to kska.org. The deadline is February 28th, with the results likely to be available 4 to 6 weeks later. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.